Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tawas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is Social Security and Medicare are growing faster than we can pay for them, posing a looming threat to our nation's social safety net. Who's responsible? Washington politicians. Hillary Clinton has pledged to expand Social Security by reaching deeper into the pockets of our most productive citizens while refusing to make any needed structural adjustments to shore up the program for long term. The Democrats are glib and unserious about saving the social safety net. Social Security's long-term funding shortfall has grown from $5.3 trillion to $10.7 trillion on Obama's watch. Obamacare siphoned $716 billion from Medicare, thanks to our president's feckless decision. Medicare premiums are poised again to rise. More than two-thirds of the federal budget is spent automatically on Medicare, Social Security, and entitlement programs such as Medicaid, unemployment insurance, welfare, and so on. Washington politicians use the term entitlement to describe our Social Security funds. I believe that is irresponsible, even though the Supreme Court ruled it as a tax that Congress can use, or should I say, abuse. American citizens have contributed their earned money for that benefit. Unfortunately, the federal government has corrupted our Social Security and Medicare funds. The Social Security Trust Fund will be depleted by 2034. At current spending levels, entitlement programs will consume 98% of federal revenue by 2026. Now, this means we'll have to borrow to pay for almost everything else. Entitlement reform is paramount. We don't need liberal politicians managing our money or giving our safety net benefits to any non-American citizens such as refugees or illegal aliens. We the people wish for conservative values. Our money is our money. Make no mistake, entitlement reform won't be easy. However, it's absolutely necessary to preserve a social safety net for the sick, the elderly, and the disadvantaged. Liberal Democratic entitlement plans are a funding debacle. Fix our programs now. We need leaders who are courageous, non-establishment, and conservative. Vote for Republican senators, representatives, and all those who will make our country great again. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.